It's Wednesday, March 10th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sulp. Three things to know today: remote work, the shifts, the exodus, and the security. You could soon be able to sue foreign hackers and a ransomware developer. Yes, this is the business of tech. Let's hit some remote work data. As we hit the one-year mark for the pandemic and the shift to remote work, GeekWire has profiled a number of ways companies have responded. Most continue to have work-from-home recommendations, with the summer being the point many still have as a potential return to the office. Of note, the culture issues have not necessarily been fully addressed. Of course, there was the much-discussed exodus from Silicon Valley. Telstra Ventures did a survey of tech firms in San Francisco and found 96.9% of startups stayed in the Bay Area. Of the ones that moved, 12% relocated to Texas, 21% to New York, and 21% to other parts of California. And it turns out American and British companies overestimated their ability to handle remote work. 73% of those surveyed by Tanium and PSB Insights say they have new challenges in IT security. Why do we care? Of course they have challenges. That's obvious. But the second obvious statement? There's opportunity there. Let's unpack the other stories. Don't mistake the shift to remote work with a complete relocation of companies. Been big on the change to work, but not one saying companies would all move. That's not nearly as logical. Moving your entire organization and setting up again when you have an established base, even a small one, isn't necessary if you're also dealing with remote work and those shifts. If work can be anywhere, yes. You don't care where headquarters is, but you're also not motivated to change it. You need to tackle IT and culture issues far before major physical infrastructure changes, so this prioritization makes sense. Do I think this may get reconsidered over time? Absolutely. That we haven't seen the effects of. It's just too soon to judge on locations. What I think may happen is more company creation in less expensive cities over time, particularly as executives themselves become more remote and dispersed. It's an after effect, not a lead one. And we care because it's all just order of operations. Focus on IT security and culture shifts in remote work now. Look for dispersion of physical offices later. Monday, a group of bipartisan lawmakers introduced legislation designed to allow Americans to hold foreign governments and their employees accountable in court for malicious cyber activity. It would eliminate the immunity given to other nations if they engage in cyber attacks. This would allow those Americans to file cases against hackers in federal or state courts. Also of note, lawmakers are indicating they are interested in a cyber breach notification process from the private sector. This matches the discussions happening during the SolarWinds hack investigation. So why do we care? One of the things I've noted over the course of this podcast has been that legal pushback, while incredibly slow, does work. Warrants are a solid mechanism to get data. Law enforcement investigations eventually do find and handle cyber gangs, and so this should be welcome. If there are actual legal consequences to cybercrime, it's one more part of making it less attractive to those doing it. Now, alone, this isn't enough. This probably isn't even enough to get cases through, and unless we fund law enforcement, we won't see much difference. But it's something. Bleeping Computer is reporting yet another ransomware. This one, called Hog, encrypts devices like the others, but it only decrypts them if they join the developer's Discord server. A Discord token actually allows the ransomware to authenticate to Discord's API and check, and then when joined, or if the server does not exist, the ransomware decrypts the files. Now, why do we care? In the spirit of continual learning, and for those of us not instantly understanding of the intent, here's why. This is a way to test ransomware builds in the wild. Not that you really needed more evidence of how smart these actors are. What they're doing is programmatically testing their builds. This creates an automatic feedback loop. And just because it's a theme for me lately, it's e-commerce. PC-Matic, endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PC-Matic's unique lead-sharing programs for MSPs, backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PC-Matic by visiting pcmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening to the Business of Tech, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.